reasons. You know, you had your own high-profile issues with the CIA and disclosure issues. Do you see a problem with how this was done, perception-wise?
No, not yet. I don't. Because as I understand it, the regulations were unclear and there's no specific law. In November of last year, 4 months ago, the president, in fact, signed a law. And that law said that if you use your personal email and there's government material on it, that government material must be transferred within 20 days. That in itself said the situation isn't clear. And I think what has to happen is it has to be cleared up in a specific legal policy, because different secretaries of state have done different things.
That's right. We know Secretary Powell had his own personal email account, and so there's been a difference here. What would you like Secretary Clinton to do to clear this up?
Well, actually, what I would like is for her to come forward and say just what the situation is, because she is the preeminent political figure right now. She is the leading candidate, whether it be Republican or Democrat, for the next to be the next president. And I think that she needs to step up and come out and state exactly what the situation is. You know, some people say, well, she had a server.
You think this silence is hurting her?
I think at this point, from this point on, the silence is going to hurt her.
I want to jump to national security here. You and I were talking before the program started. This Washington Post story, Mike Morrell was at a New York police terrorism conference, and here's what he said about this current situation of sort of terrorism going forward. He said this: this is long term. My children's generation and my grandchildren's generation will still be fighting this fight, referring to ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and perhaps it's going to have another name in 10 years. Are you as pessimistic as he is?
Well, I am. I think this is going to go on and on and on until the new generations, who are the would-be fighters, come to the conclusion that the cruelty, the brutality, and the savagery of this group does not befit their participation. Then I think the situation begins to change. Secondly, I think the United States should pass a resolution to authorize the use of force without a time limit, clear up the enduring operation, no enduring operation language that's in the present.
Meaning don't constrain the executive branch on the number of troops you might use?
Yeah, well, on special operations, on counterintelligence, on logistics, on a number of different things where the United States
You don't worry that becomes a blank check?
Well, not necessarily. What we see is, of course, the Iranian military taking a major role now. I wish we saw the Saudis there, but we don't. And one of the problems for Sunni nations, I think, is because ISIL is a Sunni group,
right,
how much should they participate? Well, they have to participate,
right,
or they're going to lose in the region, because this is a very formidable force in terms of taking land,
right,
and holding it.
You know, you bring this point up of like who, sometimes I'm trying to figure out who are our allies. This week, the leader of al-Nusra, an al-Qaeda Syria branch, was killed on Thursday in an Assad airstrike. Well, you brought up the issue of basically, you could argue, among the most important military allies to the Iraqi government right now is a